Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. Five.
Good evening. It's almost 25 past 5. It's Dave, Fanula, and yourself on a game of Gimme 5. This is the game where 10 seconds are put on the clock. Random question is distributed. Can you give us 5? Hello, Caroline.
Hello there.
Are you well?
Not too bad, Paul.
What part of the country do we find you in?
In Offaly.
What are you doing in Offaly?
I'm currently collecting my young lad from school, from after school study.
Oh, wow, what an intelligent fellow.
Is it an exam year or just something to...
Yeah. No, okay. Sixth year.
Sixth year, the fun.
Leaving cert in the house.
We're not far off mocks, are we?
No, another 4 weeks.
Oh, well, best of luck. What's his name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan. You're going to rock the mocks, Lachlan.
Fingers crossed, anyway.
Does Lachlan know what he wants to do yet?
He wants to do aeronautical engineering.
Jesus Christ, Lachlan. No wonder you're at after school study. Fair play.
I imagine you need to do physics and higher level maths for that.
Yeah, he's doing both.
And any other subjects that should, like, absolutely have to be done for him to even get in the door?
No, just higher maths and physics.
They're the two key ones. Okay, so good luck with the poetry and the comparative in English. They won't matter. Just get the maths in.
Exactly. He doesn't like English.
It's time to test. Has he taken the brains from the mother?
Probably not.
But no pressure now. No pressure. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You are.
Caroline, there are 10 seconds ready and waiting for you to please give me 5. Animals or creatures that usually would not be kept as pets. Go.
A zebra, a lion, an elephant, a tiger. I don't know.
Go on. Oh, Caroline. No more than our player yesterday, Ethan. Such a strong start. Flew through 4. And then the brain just puttered a bit and said, no, I won't give you the 5th one. But well done.
I think cow.
I think that came after the buzzer, Caroline.
Oh, raging.
Great start. Poor finish. But sure, look, these things happen. You had a stab at it.
Asher, onwards and upwards.
Correct. One more thing before you go.
Yep.
Sweet Caroline. Thank you, Caroline. Good luck.
Thank
God bless.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Caroline, in Offaly. What a good sport.
A lot of fun.
And an intelligent fellow is Lachlan. Aeronautical engineering. That is
God,
where
there's so many different types of engineering, isn't there?
I'm pretty sure that's the one, like, with the development of airplanes and spacecraft. We could have our very own space cadet, Lachlan from Offaly.
Get studying into that physics and higher level maths and don't worry about the rest of it.
I hope now he's not flexing that he knows what he wants to do with his life on the rest of the class. Ye don't have a clue. Ye shower of numpties. I'm going to build the planes. Now, Lachlan doesn't sound like that kind of guy.
I now want to park it. I won't ask it tomorrow and maybe not even next week. I want to do a Gimme 5 on types of engineering. Because there's so many.
We'd have to get a very specific type of player, wouldn't we?
Yeah. It could be a question for you before you know it, Dave.
What are animals you wouldn't usually keep as pets, apart from what was mentioned?
Would have also accepted a giraffe.
Yeah.
As well. Would have also accepted a buffalo, you know.
A wolf.
A wolf,
since
yeah.
Since it's been very topical today. What would you not keep as a pet, James?
I have a hybrid wolf and would get another one any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Snakes, spiders, all reptiles, all lovely pets. I'd love a giraffe, but you can't get a license.
Love a giraffe. Words I didn't think I'd hear said on today's show, but glad to hear them said.
Do you have a place for the giraffe to live that has a high enough roof? That is the question.
Did he say he had a hybrid wolf?
I have a hybrid wolf and would get another one any day of the week.
Hybrid or hybrid wolf?
I mean, the thoughts of hybrid just makes me think of, you know,
a Prius.
Petrol versus electric. So I'm hoping it's hybrid.
This has led me down a very quick rabbit hole. What I can find from this is an article from 2017 from the Irish Times, speaking about some of the animals that were prevented coming into this country. So this is a few years ago. A marmoset, a fighting cock, and a pygmy hedgehog were among some of the animals that was refused coming into Ireland in 2016/2017. Also, people were prevented from bringing a savannah cat, a ring-tailed lemur, raccoons, a Korean squirrel, and a red-eared slider turtle since 2016.
Be careful, would you, in the pets that you want to bring in to your house. It hasn't been all that long, just over the Christmas break. I did meet a woman who was very into keeping snakes as pets.
Oh.
She called one of them Hissy Elliot.
Ah, here. Here.
Yes. That's what you need. You're going to have an unusual pet, a good punny name, and look after them well.
That would take away my suspicion of anybody owning a snake if they were calling it Hissy Elliot. I'd be like, you're actually cool. Can I come over right now? Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.